This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The World Health Organization is asking wealthier nations to maybe hold off on giving COVID booster shots to people who are already vaccinated until at least the end of September. So there's more vaccine to meet the WHO's goal of vaccinating 10% of the population of each and every country. Pfizer and Moderna, which released its quarterly results this morning, have been researching whether to offer boosters. The shots could represent billions in revenue for the companies. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
47-year-old Mark Dinan is a recruiter in Silicon Valley. He got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in April. Then, when the Delta variant came along, he started getting nervous that it wouldn't be enough.
You know, I have a small business. For me to get seriously ill from COVID would wipe me out, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that that doesn't happen.
So, in late July, he went to his local CVS pharmacy and got a dose of the Pfizer vaccine, too. What Dinan did isn't technically allowed. He got the extra shot by providing a different email and phone number than he did for the first dose.
I called up at 10 a.m. and I had my shot by noon. It's an incredible luxury in the United States that we have this access to vaccines.
Both Johnson & Johnson and the CDC say people who are fully vaccinated don't need additional doses right now. And scientists say all of the vaccines in use in the U.S. provide enough protection, even against COVID variants. Still, there are plenty of people like Dinan, and pharmaceutical companies are researching whether boosters are necessary. Jeff Meacham is a senior biotech and pharmaceutical analyst at Bank of America.
The companies are leading the narrative that we need boosters annually. We have no tolerance for any COVID infection, and we want to make sure we protect against kind of future variants.
Meacham says Moderna and Pfizer stand to bring in billions of dollars annually if regular boosters are needed. But if a person in the U.S. gets an extra dose of vaccine, that means there's a person somewhere else who doesn't get it. Now, the WHO is asking world leaders to prioritize who needs the vaccine the most. Andrea Taylor with the Duke Global Health Innovation Center says not to worry.
We're going to have enough. We need to be really careful about who gets it first.
Taylor points out the more widespread the virus is globally, the more likely it is to mutate, which could result in more variants making their way back to the U.S. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.